Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is December 3rd, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by asking my tarot cards, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? A card that flipped over is the Ten of Swords reversed. This is a card that came up yesterday as well. So I feel like a big release is happening right now or is coming up. A lot of things that have been bothering you that you thought you were over are maybe coming up in order to be transformed, to be kind of surrendered to the energy of the eclipse that's happening right now. I feel like in order to get rid of things, you have to kind of realize, okay, well, let's look around. What do I need to get rid of? So we have the Ten of Swords reversed, and let's cut the deck. We have the Three of Wands upright. To me, this card is about looking back where you've been while at the same time looking forward to where you want to go and kind of seeing where you are right now in the present moment. And kind of just taking some time to be alone would be important right now to really assess your boundaries right now and how they have shifted and what changes you can make to better protect yourself and your good feeling emotions to move forward. The Lovers upright. So this card came up yesterday as well. So I feel like a lot of renewing in relationships is happening, including with yourself. I feel like primarily with yourself is what is happening right now. This kind of tending to parts of yourself that maybe you've ignored. Maybe you weren't aware of, maybe you didn't give yourself time to, didn't have time to. I feel like right now, all the excuses that we've made up for reasons why we can't get ahead, why we can't move forward, why we can't change, I feel like all of that is being brought to light. And now we're starting to see, like, you know what? I can do this, but what do I need to do? And I feel like it's going to involve a lot of surrendering, right? Which is really scary because I kind of feel like you're about to meet this new version of yourself that is no longer tied down by these boundaries that didn't make you feel good, by these behaviors, these thought patterns. And I feel like maybe right now it's kind of a scary time, right? Because although you're excited and you want a different future for yourself and you want certain things, certain events, certain cool people to come into your life, and you want a lot for your life, but I feel like there's also something holding you back that's keeping you tied to these things that give you anxiety, that bring you pain, right? I feel like maybe there's a fear, right? I feel like there's a fear for not knowing who you're going to become because that part is still a mystery, right? It's one thing to really set events and goals and to write down a list of what you're going to manifest and plant some seeds. But then when you start to kind of get glimpses of this transition, right? This new self that's kind of coming in. And since we really don't have space for our old self and our new self to coexist in our body, I kind of sense like right now your new self is coming in and gently pushing over or trying to this old version of you. But because it's scary and we don't know what this new version of us is going to feel like, or maybe it just feels so different than what we're used to, a lot of freedom, a lot of excitement for life, I kind of feel like there's this fear there, right? Where we're kind of gripping onto the old parts of ourselves while at the same time, we don't want it, right? So now we're kind of stuck at this junction of, okay, how do I let go of who I've been? And how do I thank myself for being who I've been, right? How do I show myself compassion for doing what I've done? While at the same time, kind of thanking myself and telling myself, like, okay, goodbye, this part of my life, this part of myself, this version of myself that I've been for so many years. How do I let go of this, right? And I feel like maybe bravery is needed right now. Bravery and kind of see it as like, you know, when you first fall in love, right? This could be with a person, with an idea, with a new hobby, with a new interest. Like you're just so taken with it, right? And it feeds your days and it feeds your soul. And all of a sudden you're being consumed by this and it gives you like these rose-colored tinted glasses. And all of a sudden your whole life is just different, right? I kind of feel like we need to allow for that love to come in, right? For our new self. And I kind of sense like that the Lovers upright card is kind of saying, like, hey, you need to fall in love with who you can become. Like, fall in love with the mystery of who you are to be. even though you don't fully know like what challenges this new version of yourself is gonna have, you don't know, you know, it's gonna, you don't know this future you, right? And I kind of feel like we're right now like at that threshold where we kind of need to make amends with ourselves and realize like, okay, why am I not letting go, right? Why am I not letting go? What is keeping me here? And I kind of sense like maybe right now is a great time with that Three of Wands energy to get in touch with your higher self to see why and how you've built your life up the way it is right now and where you're also going. And maybe ask your higher self some questions like, hey, like, why am I still holding on to these parts of myself? Like, what am I getting from this? Like, I don't like it, but why do I keep doing it? And then see what your higher self says, right? See what comes up. And I feel like you might be surprised to see what you find, but also deep down, you might also know that this is a moment for faith, right? It's kind of like this bird that's got new wings and it's on the edge of the branch and it's running off. The bird doesn't know if it's gonna land or not, right? I feel like that's kind of where we are right now. Like, we're the bird and we're running off and we're just hoping that we can fly, right? And we don't know if we will fly. We don't know where we're gonna fly to. Like, we don't know what it's gonna feel like because we've never flown before. We just kind of have to fall in love with the thrill of having faith that whatever happens after we jump, we will be okay, because that's where we're being led to right now for a reason, right? I don't think that we're being led to run off this branch just to fall. Like, I don't think that's that. I don't think that's what we're doing right now, right? I feel like right now it's kind of this big, almost like test of faith. Like, how much do you believe in yourself? And not even that, like, how much do you believe in the universe and spirit and in whatever you believe in? How much do you believe in it and that it's got you, that it's got your back, that you're being supported, right? And I feel like right now you might be seeing signs around you, maybe like synchronicities or things that just work out or improvements in this part of your life and then improvements over here and a cool thought, a cool idea, a new project that maybe you had started and kind of put a pause on, and now you're getting back to, because now you have a renewed vision, you feel refreshed. I kind of feel like right now there's just a big reshuffling happening, and it's time to fall in love with faith, right? And I feel like to have faith requires a lot of bravery, right? And it's kind of about leaving yourself, essentially leaving a big part of who you thought you've been in order to fly, in order to really kind of take that final last step off the branch and spread your wings. And I feel like because we don't know what it's gonna feel like, and we have a lot of what ifs if we're even gonna make it, and we have all of these fears that come up, I kind of feel like maybe that's why a part of us is our old version, right? And a part of us is kind of holding on to that. It's like, you know what? It's fine. Like, we're telling ourselves, like, it's fine. I don't need to fly. I'll stay right here. It's okay. I'll be on the branch. Like, we don't need to keep going forward. You know what? It's not that comfortable on the branch because everyone else I can see is flying. So maybe I can fly, but maybe I can't. So let's just not find out. So I kind of sense like we're trying to backpedal because it feels safe, but at the same time, our heart wants to fly. So then we're also trying to fall in love with what our heart wants. And I kind of sense that there's just this big threshold reshuffling activity that's happening right now. No small feat, that's for sure. We have the Seven of Wands reversed, the Three of Pentacles upright. So I'm seeing a lot of three energy. To me, that's about building and community. And in this case, I'm kind of sensing that it's a lot of like community within yourself, right? Like, kind of seeing like what parts of yourself are talking right now. Is it your old version? Is it your new version? And also, are you holding the space necessary to really invite this new version of yourself through? Or is the space taken up by your old beliefs, your comforts that don't actually feed you, that actually you're aware that don't help you move forward? Like, what's going on there? I kind of sense like with that Seven of Wands energy, you might be feeling a little bit depleted, like a little bit like, you know what? It's fine. Like, I really don't need to fly. But know that this is just a moment. This is just an emotion, right? And maybe what needs to happen right now is just some spiritual work, right? Maybe take some time to practice tarot on your own, to do some free writing, kind of write out what's going on in your heart. It's a lot easier sometimes to just create and then study what you create, right? Instead of thinking about it, right? Thinking is that air energy. So I feel like we're trying to maybe resolve a lot of problems with this air energy, but because a lot of fire is going on, like, this air is moving everywhere, we're moving to the past, to the present, and then moving to the future, and it's throwing us back to the past. And so we're kind of stuck in this reshuffling over and over. And I feel like it's important to realize how that's also exhausting, right? Worrying about the same worries, replaying the same things, like stressing out about the same thing. Like, it's exhausting, even though it feels safe. And I kind of sense like right now, a part of you is succumbing to that. You're like, you know what? I'm okay with being exhausted as long as I don't need to change, because change requires the mystery. It requires trusting the universe. And I'm not sure that I can, you know, I kind of sense like you're maybe not sure if you can trust the universe. And I feel like maybe a meditation might help with that. Maybe just kind of look up a meditation that you feel called to do. Maybe do some yoga, like do some work with your body to release stress, right? I'm thinking like maybe like a foam roller would be really good. Kind of just massage your body in ways that feels good. I know our body can hold a lot of trauma, a lot of stress, right? And I feel like right now, since we're having such a hard time letting go of certain things and we find safety in places that causes misery, it's important to kind of work through your body, right? Really bring down from this airy thought energy down into this grounding earth realm, right? Which is your body, which is the food you eat, which is water, which is like what you do to tend to yourself in the physical realm, in this reality, right? So kind of get down, massage your body, get a massage, do some meditations, kind of find ways to get in tune with where your body is right now, right? Because in your body is your heart. And I feel like right now, maybe you're feeling a little bit disconnected from our heart, because in order to reach it, we need to dissolve a lot of parts of ourselves. And maybe we're feeling kind of like, where do I get the bravery to do that? Like, what do you mean? Like, well, how? Which is normal. This is a very normal thing to feel right now. We have the Fool reversed, a journey, and we have the Hermit upright. So definitely take some time to kind of maybe seek the light within you. I'm kind of sensing that because you started this journey, the Fool reversed. To me, the Fool is the adventurer, right? It's kind of someone who's like, all right, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I want something to happen. Like, I can't keep living the same life because it's not giving me what I want. Like, I want to live a different life, right? To live that different life, I need to be a different version, right? And I feel like that's the part that we're not in love with yet. Like, we're not in love with this new version of ourselves because we don't know this version of ourselves. It's like getting to know ourselves, but also not wanting to. So the Fool, because it's reversed, to me, it's showing that you're already on the journey. You've already made a decision, maybe not consciously aware of it, but subconsciously, everything is a go. All the engines are green, everything is saying yes, everything is on. But I feel like right now is just a good time for that Hermit card to just like meditate, right? Do what you feel called to, and it's different for everybody. What you feel called to do right now, right? This could be being out in nature, this could be making some good, nourishing food for you. Spend time alone. Spend as much time alone today and tomorrow, just during this time, to really ground down into what new habits you want to bring into your life, what new thoughts, and maybe just write all of that down so you can make that more concrete. We have the Queen of Swords upright. To me, this card is about boundaries, right? It's about boundaries, and I feel like right now is a good time to recreate the boundaries. I feel like you've been working on boundaries for some time, but right now it's important to look at the boundaries again, because boundaries are always changing as our needs change, as our self change, as our sense of self changes, as our goals change. So rework those. Have maybe new boundaries with your people, relationships, the thoughts, right? But I feel like it's important to first have new boundaries with ourselves, right? Like maybe, yeah, I feel like answers are going to come to you when you start to write things down. So definitely write things down and see where you want to make some changes. And then once you decide about certain changes, put up a boundary, right? And say, okay, I know that I want to keep replaying, I know that I want to keep worrying, but we're putting up a boundary so that we no longer do that. We're going to be kind to ourselves in new ways by only having space for these new thoughts, new emotions, new fantasizing, right? I kind of sense like maybe we're fantasizing a lot right now, but it's kind of being sabotaged by old fantasies that maybe didn't work out, or maybe places that we feel like we failed or didn't live up to our expectations, a lot of maybe regrets. And right now is a good time to set up boundaries and be like, okay, all right, we're no longer gonna think about that because we've been thinking about it for so long. Now I'm gonna go ahead and put up a little fence, and all of a sudden there's only space for these cool new thoughts, these cool new ideas, and I'm only really allowed to think about things that are gonna help me from now on. I kind of sense that there needs to be cool new boundaries. Hopeful new boundaries. On the back, I'm seeing the Ace of Wands reversed. To me, the Ace of Wands upright or reverse is just a powerful card of fire, of initiation, of new beginnings, of empires, of things that really light up the fire within you, right? Things that you're actually passionate about, and also transformation. Fire is just gonna Fire transforms everything, right? You can give to fire whatever you need to and ask for it to help you. Maybe get a candle and kind of do some candle magic, right? Stare at the flame, see what meditation comes to you, like what new thoughts, just kind of observe the fire, maybe offer to the fire a paper that you wrote down of things that you want to let go of and then safely set that on fire. Or kind of cleanse your aura as well. You can kind of brush through your aura, kind of comb through it, and asking that anything that is not for your highest good to be taken at this time, and kind of like throw it at the fire. And you could do different things with fire. I feel like right now is a good time to do that because we're also in Sagittarius season, which is a fire element, right? And it's just transformation and kind of seeing our truths, kind of digging down into our truths, seeking truths, truth, seeking wisdom and seeking adventure. I kind of sense like maybe you haven't had an adventure for some time, and maybe you've been wanting to have an adventure, but you haven't. And so that's kind of where there's hesitancy is coming up, where you're kind of like, well, I kind of almost forgot if I can have an adventure, because adventure requires self-trust. And I kind of sense that there's a lot that can be done right now, right? So just start somewhere, and I feel like you're gonna get there. You're gonna get the answers that you need at this time. Start somewhere and be patient with yourself. On the back, I'm seeing the King of Wands. So all that fire energy, I feel like you're gonna end up realizing that you're far stronger than you thought. You're gonna end up giving yourself way more credit than you thought you were able to take. Kind of sense that maybe you're more grand than you've ever realized, and now you're starting to give yourself permission to realize that. I'm gonna pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. I'm gonna thank that deck, the tarot. Thank you. And I'm going to pull from this Oracle deck, asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Card that just came out. Accept the gifts of the universe. So definitely take some time today to really look around, right? Take a deep breath, close your eyes, and take two more deep breaths, and just really ground down into where you are and what you have, right? I feel like it's so easy when we're wishing for something else to go ahead and pay very little mind and attention to what is here right now, right? Your body, your ability to listen to this right now, your ability to have internet to be able to even listen to this, and maybe a phone or computer, maybe earbuds, and kind of start to zoom out, right? From the immediate experience that is right now, start to zoom out into your body, right? Like, oh, I have my body, I can touch, I can feel, I'm healthy. I just keep going, right? Just kind of keep going. And I feel like the more you zoom out, the more you zoom out, the more you zoom out, the more you'll be able to see. And this is really going to give you a better line of communication with the universe, right? Because I feel like the universe often tries to communicate with us, but we can block ourselves off. We can block ourselves off from this communication by kind of engaging a low frequency thoughts and behaviors. And when we actively accept the gifts of the universe, it's like we're showing gratitude. Like, thank you so much, universe, for the gift of experiencing this life. Thank you for my soft bed. Thank you for my coffee. Thank you for my water. Thank you for these tarot cards. Thank you, thank you. And just kind of keep going, right? Maybe write it down. I feel like right now is a good time to express your gratitude. Express your gratitude to the universe. On the back, I'm seeing get a new story. So I feel like maybe up until now you've kind of been looking at yourself as like, oh, woe me, like poor me, the things I've suffered, the things I've been through, the things that I wasn't enough or something, right? And I kind of sense like right now with this new moon and eclipse, it's a time to kind of look at yourself in a different way, right? Maybe start to do some inner child work, kind of go back in time to when you were a little kid and kind of realize that who you are now is someone that you would actually really admire and really like to get to know. Like, if you were your inner child, if your inner child and you met right now, what do you think would happen? You know, like, do you think your inner child would be like, wow, you've been through so much, like, congratulations, like, good job, like, kind of do some work in restructuring how you view your life story, right? And do so in an empowering way, if possible, right? Start to view yourself as the hero of your life, as the main character, which you are. There's no one that's the main character in your life, it's you. You are the hero of your life story. So I feel like it's important to kind of do that. Yeah, with accept the gifts of the universe. I feel like when you do that too, that practice, you're gonna get even more gifts, right? I feel like you're gonna get the gifts of answers, realizations, and processes that you need to kind of inhabit. Like, you're gonna be given the tools, the ideas. You're gonna be given so many more gifts in how to handle this period of transformation and shifting and gaining more trust, gaining more faith. You're gonna be led to the right music, to the right meditations, to the right yoga positions. You're gonna be led to the right things when you give back to the universe gratitude. Because that frequency of gratitude is so high. So start to play with that. Kind of see what frequencies you've been at lately and where you would like to be. So I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Super Attractor Gabrielle Bernstein Oracle deck. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I trust that my powerful intentions combined with my faith are enough to allow my vision to become my reality. What did I say? I feel like right now is a big time to practice faith, right? And to kind of focus on what your intentions are and to couple that with faith so you could fly and realize that all your dreams can come true. Oh my gosh, so I'm gonna read that again. I trust that my powerful intentions combined with my faith are enough to allow my vision to become my reality. Awesome. How great. All right. Well, that is it for today's reading. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today, for yourself, for the collective. You can do this. And I will see you next time. Have a good rest of your day. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.